Federal wildlife officials plan to announce this month a decision on the future of the nearly 30-year-old Red Wolf Recovery Program in eastern North Carolina. The effort to reintroduce the endangered species has faced numerous challenges. WFAE's Mark Rumsey has more on the Red Wolf debate and what could happen next.
Federal officials declared the Red Wolf extinct in the wild in 1980. 7 years later, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service began an experiment to reestablish the species on federal lands in a five-county area on North Carolina's Albemarle Peninsula. Wolves were later also released on nearby private lands. The program has encountered several problems, including opposition from some landowners and hunters. And since 2012, wildlife officials and environmental groups say more than 30 red wolves have been killed in the region. That includes wolves struck by vehicles or victims of confirmed or suspected gunshots, in some cases possibly due to hunters mistaking red wolves for coyotes. As the coyotes' range expanded across North Carolina in the 1990s, another major impediment for the Red Wolf Recovery Program surfaced. Gordon Myers with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission explains the impact of crossbreeding between wolves and coyotes.
Hybridization events, because it really only takes a couple hybridization events to get to the point where even that offspring is no longer considered under the standards the Fish and Wildlife Service uses a red wolf.
In January 2015, the State Wildlife Agency called on U.S. fish and wildlife officials to end the red wolf reintroduction effort in eastern North Carolina, saying the program had failed to meet its objectives. The number of wolves currently surviving in the recovery area is estimated at between 40 and 60, roughly half the estimate in early 2015. Environmental and animal welfare groups are urging the federal agency not to abandon the North Carolina project. Kim Wheeler is with the Red Wolf Coalition.
To remove this animal, I think it sets a horrible precedent for other endangered species. Well, when things get tough, we'll just pull the plug and we'll walk away.
Wheeler does say that the Red Wolf recovery effort needs revamping. The Fish and Wildlife Service began its latest review of the program last October in a process that has included science experts, the State Wildlife Agency, advocacy groups, and private landowners. The federal agency has said that even if it decides to discontinue the recovery effort in eastern North Carolina, other efforts to sustain the endangered red wolf would continue. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.